opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Coming back with more baseball talk as we have a special guest for you here. Coming up in just a moment, a reminder that the Cubs are in Houston. They start a 3-game series against the Astros. Pre-game coverage beginning at 6:35. First pitch at 7:10 on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network alongside Mark Grody. I'm Marshall Harris. This is Rahimi and Harris. Layla has the day off, and now we head out to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. That's where we find Jeff Blum. He is the Astros analyst for Space City Home Network, member of the 2005 World Series champion White Sox. Jeff, thanks for joining us here on Rahimi and Harris. Good to hear from you. How's the weather there? Not that it matters, because we know you're playing indoors.
I was going to say, yeah, it's a good thing we have a roof built on this place for decades now, because today it'd probably be in the triple digits with a little bit of humidity down here.
Always love a little humidity on the side, or on top, as we like to say, as a as an Alabama native. Jeff, it's so good to talk to you. It's interesting to watch what's happened with the Houston Astros. And this series seems to be a big series, but the Astros have been playing a lot of big series lately against some really, really good teams and faring quite well. What would you say has been going right for the Astros as they come into this series with identical 48-33 records as the Cubs?
I tell you what, it's been interesting because, you know, the first part of June, things were going really well when they were playing less than stellar competition, you know, teams that are under 500. But what's been really interesting to me, and the reason they've been winning so many games, is because the pitching has been amazing. Their starting rotation has been beat around as far as injuries are concerned. But we're watching guys like today, like Brandon Walter, step up. We've seen Colton Gordon pitch well. He just threw 5 shutouts against the Philadelphia Phillies, and then you get to the back end of the bullpen, and they've got 4 lefties out there that are shut down, including their closer, Josh Hader, and then Brian Abreu, who's been lights out. So if you can go through a series against the Phillies, who are also a number one team in the National League East, and score 4 to 5 runs and win a series, that tells you everything you need to know about the Astros. It's been all pitching all year.
Yeah, and then we were just talking about some of that pitching, and I guess the Cubs are, I guess, air quotes, lucky that they're not seeing Hunter Brown in this series. And I always say that because I like to see the Cubs, which we all believe are a playoff team, go up against these ace pitchers. What has it been like to watch to Hunter Brown this year?
I tell you what, he has been Cy Young worthy this season, but it was kind of interesting to watch him at the beginning of, you know, maybe middle of May, beginning of June of last year, where he started to really kind of figure things out. And it started with him throwing a 2-seam fastball that, you know, management and some of the coaches were like, you know, it doesn't have the best shape. and it doesn't profile well with your mix. But at the same time, he needed something that was going to get to the inside on right-handed hitters, and that was the pitch that did it. It opened up the outside corner for him for his four-seam fastball, his curveball, a little bit of a cutter-slider mix, and he's been lights out ever since. But there's been a kind of a maturation or a growing process for Hunter where he's kind of created the ability and the mentality to go together and go out there. And he's a straight bulldog on the mound. He's a guy that you get highly entertained because the stuff is excellent. He throws over 50% fastballs in the upper 90s, averaging close to 97 on his fastball. He has the best fastball as far as average against this season. And he's just kind of primal and going after hitters. And it's a lot of fun to watch because if he gets angry, he takes it out on some of those hitters.
It's interesting because the city of Chicago and Houston connected with their baseball teams because of what happened in the offseason, the Cubs' pursuit of Alex Bregman, who eventually became a member of the Red Sox, and then the fact that the Cubs were able to get Kyle Tucker and also Ryan Pressly. I'm curious as to what type of reception you think those two players will have when they get back to Houston for this series starting tonight.
No, I can't wait. Those guys were very good on the field, obviously, all-stars, World Series champions, contending day in, day out. And then they were great people in the community, too. A bunch of charities that they were a part of here in Houston. I think Ryan Pressly actually still has one here in Houston where he and his wife, Kat, have really kind of ingrained themselves. But I think when they get back here, they're going to get a hero's welcome. I know it's a little frustrating in the sense that they were traded away, mm-hmm. but we all know that baseball's a business. And I think Houston fans have done a good job of understanding the process of going through these years and trying to maintain winning means you've got to with some big money type guys. And that's who Ryan Pressly and Kyle Tucker are. I can only imagine how long or how hard it was to make a montage video for each of those guys, considering the impact they had on this ball club in some big situations.
Man, that no doubt, and it has been a treat getting to watch Kyle Tucker. I always knew that Kyle Tucker,
great, isn't
he really is. What stands out to you about Kyle Tucker from his Houston days and obviously now with the Cubs?
You know, everything we heard about Kyle Tucker is untouchable, prospect of the future, and he more than lived up to it. But what I love about Kyle Tucker is he's got kind of that funky, unique swing that he's never really deviated from. He didn't give in to hitting coaches saying do it this way. He kind of stuck to doing it his way, and he's made it work. And I love the fact that he kind of showed up on the scene here in Houston and maybe struggled a little bit early, but eventually made the adjustments and became a little more athletic in his stance and started to drive the ball. I loved watching him hit just because of that pure left-handed swing that is unlike anybody we see in the league right now. But the ability to generate power, hit the ball hard, and then spray the ball around the field is always fun to watch. And he's so dynamic in the sense that once he gets on base, he's not a station-to-station guy. He can steal you a bag. He can go first to third. He's going to score on it from first base on a ball in the gap. And then you also have the defensive aspect where he's a gold glover. So, you know, there's a lot to miss. Everybody talks about the offense, but you're also missing a guy that can run the bases and play gold glove defense.
When we look back at that trade, you know, obviously Jed Hoyer in the final year of his deal running baseball operations here in Chicago, people immediately, once they saw that Cam Smith made the opening day roster and was going to be the everyday right fielder, like, did we give up too much? How do you view that trade and the parts that the Houston Astros got back? And tell us what you've thought so far of Cam Smith.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of unfortunate. Hayden Wesneski's on the injured list. He pitched well a couple of times, but he's on the injured list with that, you know, the Tommy John surgery. But obviously, I think the linchpin in that entire deal is the guy you were talking about, Cam Smith, that first pick out of Florida State last season, which is crazy to think that that young man was playing in the College World Series last season, and now he's playing in the major leagues trying to figure it out and doing a very good job. So, you know, he's moved into the middle part of the order. A lot of questions in spring training were how is he going to move from third base to right field? He's obviously, you know, a specimen at 6'4", 6'5", 220 pounds, runs like the wind, has a cannon. But moving to the outfield isn't always the easiest thing to do in the world, and he's done a very good job at it. He's adapted well. coaches have instructed him on things to do, and he's listened. And I think that's probably the biggest thing, is that he's got the talent. He's also got the coachability to go out there. But if you look at his outs above average and some of the metrics that they try and pin to defense, he's one of the best right fielders out there. So I give him a lot of credit for adjusting in a new organization and adjusting to a new position, because there's some thunder in that bat too.
That is
opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is the voice of Houston Astros broadcaster Jeff Blum here on the Score. It is the Raheemy and Harris Show. I am Mark Grody joining everybody here today. Boy, man, I mean, it's so nice. Like the Cubs are just starting to have the discovery of potentially having a closer in Daniel Palencia. Josh Hader, 21 of 21 this year so far. I mean, talk about a guy that has worked out over the last couple of years for that team. How nice is it to have that option at the end of the bullpen?
Oh, he's done a great job, and that's, you know, it was kind of it was an interesting time having a World Series closer in Ryan Pressly in our bullpen, and then signing a guy like Josh Hader. Obviously, he was the best reliever on the market. They went out there, spent the money to get him, and they had every intention of making him that closer. And last year was a little bit of an opportunity for him to feel out the organization, figure out his role here in Houston, and get used to the community. But now, with Ryan Pressly moving on and the role being a little more defined and everybody saying, this is your job, he has really run with it. He's acclimated well, and he's actually made a couple of adjustments to his delivery, too, because he had a little bit higher arm angle last season, and I think it created a little bit different shape that he wasn't comfortable with his fastball and slider. But now he's dropped down a little bit. He's getting a little more east-to-west movement on that slider and some good arm side run on the sinker. But he's aggressive. He's our guy at the back end of the bullpen, and he's been fantastic for 21 straight saves.
56 strikeouts and 36 in the third innings, a 1.73 ERA. He has been phenomenal. Speaking of phenomenal, Jeff, you know what's coming up later this summer. You were a member of that 2005 World Series Championship White Sox team, July 11th through 13th. They're celebrating the 30th anniversary. I understand you'll be in town for that. How excited are you about getting the gang back together and celebrating what that season meant to you?
Yeah, it's kind of serendipitous that I'm going to be up there because I have a daughter who's interning in Chicago, and we had plans of coming up there to visit her on that weekend anyways, but it coincides with this reunion. And you damn well better believe that I am extremely excited to see some of the guys coming back and revisiting that event that we had 20 years ago. The team was great. The guys were even better. And the accomplishment that we achieved together is what we love celebrating. And it conjures up so many good memories, both on and off the field, if you know what I mean. But it's going to be a really good time. And getting back into Chicago anytime for me, especially after that championship in 05, has been an absolute blessing and joy.
I mean, really, when I think about you, Jeff, what a blessing it is for you because, you know, you swooped into that team at the trade deadline, and then you hit one of the biggest home runs in White Sox history in the 14th inning of Game 3 at Minute Maid Park. I just happened to have been there with the rest of the Chicago media that night, so it's worth bringing that up to you every time that you are on. I mean, you pulled off something beautiful. You ever think about that? How you just kind of swooped in and we're the hero.
Yeah, because I guarantee you, a lot of people in Chicago, including everybody in the organization, were probably wondering why I was there up until that point. But, you know, I get traded over, and they're 15 games up, and we just kind of you know, we had to work for it a little bit with the Twins and the Indians at the time, you know, battling in the Central. But, you know, once we got to the postseason, I think everybody understood what their job was, and I was just waiting for my moment, and I couldn't be more fortunate to actually have that moment and capitalize on it.
Jeff, really quick, we got to let you go, but now you're sparking another question, because I don't even remember, honestly. Did you struggle with the White Sox in the brief time up until the post? Honestly, that's how like symbolic this is. I don't even remember. Was that the case, Jeff?
Well, I appreciate your short-term selective memory on that, because if you actually go back and look at the documented history of my time with the White Sox, I think I ended up, you know, 19 for 99 during the regular season.
Okay. That is the exact right answer, yes.
That's amazing, yeah, man. See?
Somehow it stuck in my mind a little bit. But, you know, I was coming in playing first base for Konerko late in games. You know, I was a defensive replacement, you know, for Creedy when his back was hurting him. So it was kind of like, you know, I understood after that home was there. I wasn't there for that regular season. That team was too good. They were going to win the Central with or without me, but I like to think that home run helped them win a World Series.
No, it did. In the 14th inning, you got to make things happen. Whether it's early, late, you made an impact, and that's what's important. Jeff, we appreciate you stopping by. Have fun in the series. Hopefully it's not a sweep. Hopefully it's not a sweep. Either way. Yeah. That way you can have some joy.
It'll be interesting. Yeah, I appreciate it. Good being on with you guys. Thank you.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.